Ali, gardens are a place where the ephemeral meets the eternal, where the eternal meets the hand of man. The hands of my father, down deep in the ripe, rich soil, dwelling in the garden for 40 years of weeding and watering, pruning, root feeding, tending to the flowers he brings for me on special days like the rhododendron he planted when I was 10, to bloom only on my birthday in May, petals of grace peeking outside my bedroom window to the graceless child of father who knew the wisdom of plants, cultivating a silent form of love. I could not see then his heart in the soul of a flower, ruby red in rough hands. How his faith came in these moments, blossoming. I keenly remember now my kindergarten class in our backyard and how we sat in a circle eating red delicious apples picked from our tree he put in a silver bucket for our eager hands, and vanilla ice cream too. He knew that gardens can make friends to the only child of color, a rootedness to the unrooted, the fruits of his own spiritual labor, flowering. One recent Sunday, I asked him, "Dad, can you tell me about the garden?" "Oh, yes, yes. Well, we have pink dogwood, Japanese plum, azaleas, deciduous," he stressed. "Boxwood hedges, I made them round, 5 of them for each one of us. Rosa, Hansa, Rowan Mountain Ash, Forsythia, Camellia, Clematis, deeply fragrant it is. Crimson King Maple, Yucco, Gloriosa, Lavender, Heather, Bamboo, Banana, Bartlett Pear, Bing, Cherry, Peach." And I started to feel the poetry in the nature of his own creations, wearing the colors of his spirit, a unity in this work with the hands that sowed the earth that always gave back to him. "You have made me most happy by asking me, Inar," as he brought me some jasmine, but I was silent. And on the way home, I said to myself softly, "Oh, Dad, you have made me most happy, too."